Today's Amud is Yivamas Sadi Vavam and Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Vavam and Aleph by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, and it might sound familiar, we had it, the Gemara on Nudal Amabez mentioned this Mishnah. It says the Mishnah that Amrullah Mesa Ishtecha. They tell Ruvain, they tell him that his wife died, she went on vacation, and they tell him, they let him know, two Adim come, and they tell him that his wife died. So he goes and he marries her paternal sister. He marries her sister, similar case that we had before. Just in this case, it wasn't his wife's full sister, it was just a half-sister, and more specifically, a half-sister from her father, a paternal sister. Mesa, they let him know, she went on vacation as well, and they let him know that she died as well. So he goes and he marries the second wife's sister, but not her full sister, only her half sister, and more specifically, her maternal sister, her half sister from her mother. So now, this third wife that Reuven is marrying is not related to the first wife, even though she's a sister of the second wife, and the first wife was also a sister of the second wife, but they're from two different sides of the family. The first wife was a paternal sister of the second one, and the third wife is a maternal sister of the second one. So the third one and the first one are not related. The third is related to the second, and the second is related to the first, but the third and the first are not related to each other. She goes on vacation as well. She wasn't getting the hint. And Mesa, they inform Reuven that she died as well. V'nasa achoisa me'avia. So he marries the third wife's sister, but only her paternal sister, who's not related to the first or second wife. Mesa, they let him know that this fourth wife died. V'nasa achoisa me'imo. And he marries her half-sister, her maternal sister. V'nimsu kulan kayamais. And as the story of the Paragoes goes, it comes out that really all of the women are really alive. So the halacha is that he's mutter b'rishayinu b'shlishis b'chamishas. He's mutter to the first, third, and fifth wife. The reason is because the first one is totally his wife. He was always married to her before the whole story began. And there's no reason why anything would have changed. Now, because he's married to the first wife, so his kedushin that he did with the second wife was never taifes, because the second wife was the first one's sister. A half-sister, but lamaisa a sister. So the kedushin that he did with the second one was never taifes. Mamela, since the kedushin that he did with the second woman was never taifes, the kedushin with the third wife is taifes, because she's not related to the first, right? The third's not related to the first, she's related to the second. But the second one was never chal with Reuven. Reuven's not married to the second one. Mamela, the kedushin that he does with the third one is chal. It is taifes. But since the kedushin with the third woman is taifes, the kedushin with the fourth one, who's a sister of the third one, a half-sister of the third one, is not going to be taifes, because she's an aches isha. Mamela, since the fourth one's not taifes, the fifth one is, because the fifth one's not related to the third or the first. She's only related to the fourth. So therefore, he's married to the first, the third, and fifth, and he's allowed to remain with them. Upaitrei sarei sehen. If Reuven would die, and now the first, third, and fifth women fall to to Yibam to Shimon, and let's say Reuven had other wives as well, so once Shimon does Yibam or Chalitz with one of them, it patterns all the tzareis, because they're 100% Reuven's wives. V'aser b'shniu b'rivias. However, Reuven is aser to the second and the fourth woman, the second one because she's a sister of the first, technically also because she's a sister to the third, and he's aser to the fourth because she's a sister to the third, technically also a sister to the fifth. V'aim b'as achas men p'taris tzarasa. And if Shimon, when Reuven dies and he doesn't have any children, if Shimon is miyabim, let's say the second or the fourth woman, that's not going to patter any of the tzareis, because that's not a wife, that's not a yavama, she's not a shem eres yavam b'chal. And mamela, the yibam with one of those women, the second and the fourth, will not patter the tzara. This is all the case that we had on Nandal Dama Beis. The Gemara over there quoted our Mishnah. Now says the Mishnah writer that v'im bo ala shnia la'achar misas harishayna, if Reuven is together with the second woman after the death of the first one. Now the Gemara is going to point out, in the Reisha, that was also the case. He found out that the first wife died, and then he married the second one. The Gemara is going to explain, as we'll see soon, that in the Reisha's case, he thought wrong. He thought that the first one died, but Lamaisa she didn't. What the Gemara means to say over here, what the Mishnah means to say over here, is that Ve'imba alashniya la'achar misas arishayna, that if he marries the second one after the first one really did die, meaning the report about the women was somewhat true. The first wife really did die. The second, third, fourth, and fifth are still alive. So Mamela, he married the second wife, and that Kedushin was Typhus. Kedushin is Typhus with woman number two, because woman number one is dead. So then, in such a case, Mutter Vishniu Birvius, he'll be Mutter to remain with the second and the fourth, because the second one he married, even though she's a sister of the first one, he only married her after the first one died. Since he's married to the second one, so Kedushin with the third one is not Typhus. Mamela, the Kedushin with the fourth one is, because she's not related to the second, and Mamela the Kedushin with the fifth one is not, because she's a sister of the fourth. Upaitroi Sarai Sehen, if Reuven dies and Shimon's Miyabi, one of them, Upat that Sara, Va'asa Bishlishis Ubichamishis, he's not allowed to marry he's also to the third and the fifth woman, because they're sisters of the second and the fourth. Ve'en Bias Achas Mem Poteris Sarasa, and if Reuven died without any children, and Shimon is Miyabim, the third or the fifth, that's not going to patter the other women. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, a new subject. Says the Mishnah that a ben teisha shanim v'yayim echad. The Mishnah now is going to discuss the halachas of a ben teisha shanim v'yayim echad as it relates to Yibum. So just as a short background, the halacha is the significance of that age by a boy of 9 years old in a day is that as soon as a boy reaches the age of 9 years in a day, so then his bia halachically is considered a bia. The bia of a 9 year old in a day is considered a bia. Now, with regards to Yibam, even though his Bia is a Bia, with regards to Yibam, being that he's a Katan, so he's not able to perform the mitzvah of Yibam. His Yibam doesn't take effect, at least not fully. We're going to see, because he's in this quasi-state, where his Bia is technically a Bia. But Lamaisa, he's a Katan, he's on a Bardas, so he can't really perform Yibam, so we're going to see his status with regards to the Yavama is somewhat of an in-between. Chazal have mentioned, we had it earlier in the Masechta, that asu bias ben teisha kimaimer begadol, that it's treated like maimer, which is also like a quasi in a some sort of a middle ground. So too the bia of a ben teisha v'yayim echad is also in this middle ground, as the Mishnah will elaborate on now. Says the Mishnah, ben teisha shana v'yayim echad hu paisel al yedei achen. If he has bia with the yavama. So let's say you have Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, to Levi, Yehuda, you can make more brothers, doesn't matter. But Shimon is only 9 years in a day. Shimon is very little. Shimon is only 9 years in a day. The other brothers are, let's say, Gedolim. So now, if Shimon goes ahead and Shimon tries to perform Yibam with Mrs. Reuven after Reuven dies, so the Yibam won't take a full effect, but Lamaisa, being that he had a Bia with Mrs. Reuven, so that makes it that now Mrs. Reuven is ineligible to Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zevulun, Dan, Naphtali. She's not able to perform Yibam with them. It's like Maimer by a Gadol, just like by Maimer when one of the Yavamin perform Maimer, so then that makes her reserved to him and also to the other brothers. So too, the Bia of this 9-year-old, the Bia of Shimon, is going to pass Mrs. Reuven to the other brothers. Va'achin paisan al yadai. And also, the other brothers, if they perform Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, we'll see even Maimer, we'll see more about this in the Gemara, so they also have the ability to pass Mrs. Reuven on to Shimon. Ella, there's a big difference between the details of the 9-year-old passling Mrs. Reuven and the other brothers passling Mrs. Reuven. Elohu paisa tchila, va'achin paisa tchila v'saif. He is only able to passle her if he goes first, whereas the other brothers are able to passle her whether they go first or last. The Gemara will explain what that means. First says the Mishnah, Keitza, what exactly is the case? You have ben teisha shanim v'yim echa chabal yevimtai, pasal edei achin. If you have a 9-year-old, Shimon, who's only 9, who has bia with Mrs. Reuven, so now he passes Mrs. Reuven on to the rest of the brothers. Bayu aleha achin, if let's say the other brothers are miyabim her, or vasuba maimer, or they do maimer with her, nasnu gad, or if one of them gives her a gad, aichaltsu, or they perform chalitza with her, so then paisan al yadai, they passel her to Shimon. Now, before we explain the details of this case of the 9-year-old, the Gemara just has a quick comment on the first half of the Mishnah, which we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah. It asks the Gemara that Atu Kulu Lavla Achar Mises Rishaynaninu, meaning the Mishnah in the second clause of the case of the man who married the five different sisters. So the Mishnah says that if he marries the second one after the first one died, so then he's mutter to the second and the fourth. What do you mean he married the second one after the first one died? Ask the Gemara, that was always the case. Always he was marrying the second one after the first one died, or so he thought. So Atukulu Lavla Achar Mises Rishaynaninu, that was always what he thought he was doing. He was always marrying the second one after the first one died. Rav Sheshes explains that that's exactly the difference. It's that that's only what he thought. But in the Seifa of this part of the first half of the Mishnah, when it says that he marries the second one, La'achar Mises HaRishayna, it means La'achar Mises HaRishayna Vaday. It means after it's actually true that the Rishayna died. That's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of the first half of the Mishnah, is that in the Reisha he only thought that the first one died and then he married the second one, whereas in the Seifa it was actually true that the first one died and then he married the second woman. Now focusing on the second half of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah spoke about the Benteisha Shanim V'chulu. It said that he only passels B'tchila, but he doesn't passel B'soif. So he only has the ability to passel if he goes first. If he does Yibam first, if he has Bia first, so then he passels Mrs. Ruvain onto the other brothers. Sounds like from the Mishnah though, that if one of the other brothers would go first, and then he would have Bia, so then he's not going to passel her. Let's say one of the brothers does Maimer. Let's say Levi does Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, and then Shimon has Bia with her, so Mrs. Ruvain will still be mutter to Levi. That's the Mashmais of the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? Benteisha Shanim V'yayim Echad, Tchila Pasel, B'Saif Lei Pasel? He doesn't passel B'Saif? In the case that we just drew out, where Levi, let's say, does Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, and then Shimon, the 9-year-old, Shimon comes, and Shimon is Miyabim her, Shimon has Bia with her, so now she's still going to be mutter to Levi? Is that true? V'atani Rav Zvid bar Rabbi Yeshaya, ha'aisa Maimer Bia Vimtoi, that if you have a gadol, let's say Levi goes and does Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, the case we just spoke out, v'achar kach v'achiv shubentei sheshana v'yayim echad aleha, and then the 9-year-old brother, Shimon, goes and he has Bia with her, the halacha is his pasla. He does passel Mrs. Ruvain on to Levi. So how could you say that he only passels B'tchila, he doesn't passel B'saif? You see that he also passels even when he goes second, even when he goes last, even though Levi did Maimer, and only afterwards Shimon did the Bia, still he passels Mrs. Ruvain on to Levi. So how could the Mishnah say that he only passels B'tchila and he doesn't passel B'saif? Says the Gemara, Amri, they explained that no, you misunderstood. That Bia passel afilu B'saif. If he has Bia with Mrs. Ruvain, that has the ability to pass on Mrs. Ruvain onto the brothers, even if he goes last, even if he goes second, like in the case that we just spoke out, where Levi did Maimer, and then Shimon, baby Shimon, goes and he does Bia, so then in a Chanami, that 9-year-old Shimon will be able to pass on Mrs. Ruvain onto Levi. That's by Bia. When the Mishnah said that he only passes B'tchila, but not B'saif, it was talking about Maimer. That if Shimon, the 9-year-old, does Maimer, so then T'chila passel B'saif loy Pasa. That only has the ability to pass on Mrs. Ruvain onto the other brothers if Shimon goes first. If the story starts with Shimon doing Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, so then in a Chanami, Mrs. Ruvain now becomes Aser to Levi and Yehuda, and so on and so forth. But if, let's say, Levi first goes ahead and Levi does Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, and then Shimon afterwards comes and does Maimer, so then Shimon's Maimer is not going to take effect. It's not going to have the ability to pass on Mrs. Ruvain onto Levi. Even though if Shimon did Maimer first and then Levi did Maimer, Levi's Maimer overpowers Shimon's and passels Mrs. Ruvain onto Shimon. If Levi does Maimer first and then Shimon, Mrs. Ruvain does not become passel to Levi. But Bia in a Chanami, Bia is different. Bia, even if Shimon goes second, even if he goes Basaif, so then Bia has the ability to passel Mrs. Ruvain onto Levi. Now ask the Gemara, Ubiya afilu besayif pasal? Is that really true? That Bia has the ability to pasal besayif? Look at the lashon of our Mishnah. The Mishnah is not mashma like that. The Mishnah is mashma that Bia, even Bia, only pasals betchila. Vakatani, our Mishnah says that there's a difference between the first and the second. Elashahu paisal tchila, vehein tchila besayif. That the 9-year-old only pasals if he goes first. Whereas the other brothers, the gedolim, they pasal tchila besayif. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what's the case? Betesha shanav yoyim the Mishnah describes a case where Shimon has Bia with Mrs. Reuven, and it says that he only passes betchila v'loy besayif. So it sounds like even when it comes to Bia, that even Bia is only something that passes Mrs. Reuven onto Levi and Yehuda only if Shimon goes betchila, but not if he goes besayif. So says the Gemara, no chesuri mechzar v'achi getani. This is what the Mishnah really means to say, that ben teish shanav yoyim echad who pays betchila vein pays betchila. That a ben teish shanim only passels if he goes first, but not if he goes saif. But med var mamurim b'maimer. Now that klal is only said when it comes to maimer. Of a bia paiselas afilu b'saif. But bia in a chanami, bia will passel Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers, even if Shimon goes second. Kate said, what's the case? The case is ben teish shanim v'yayim echad. Habal yevimtoi pasel aydei achen. That if Shimon has bia with Mrs. Reuven, so then he passes her onto all the brothers, and that's true even by Saif. It doesn't matter if it's Chilu or Saif. No matter what, if Shimon has Bia with Mrs. Reuven, so then that's going to pass on Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers. But Maimer only works with Chilu. Maimer does not work by Saif. Says the Gemara, Misle Maimer Klali De Achen. Is there even such a thing as Maimer by a 9-year-old? That Maimer even Betchila. Is there such a thing that if Shimon as a 9-year-old does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so that's now going to pass on Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers? He's only 9 years old. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa that ben teisha shanav yoyim echad. Now, when it comes to a 9-year-old, so who paisel b'davar echad? He only has the ability to pass on Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers by doing one act. Va'achin paisel al yado ba'arbedvar. Whereas the other brothers could pass on Mrs. Reuven onto Shimon, onto the 9-year-old, by any one of four things. Who paisel de achin b'bia? He only has the ability to pass on her through one act, and that act is referring to the act of bia. Va'achin paisel al yado b'bia b'maimer b'gedu b'chalitza. Whereas the other brothers have four different ways, they passel her to Shimon, the 9-year-old, and that's Bia, Maimer, Gadu, Chalitza. But the point is that the 9-year-old only has the ability to aser Mrs. Reuven, to passel Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers in one way, and that way is Bia. It sounds like he doesn't have Maimer, even if he goes first. So says the Gemara, no, that's not Pshan in the Braisa. That really there's technically a second way that the 9-year-old could passel her onto the other brothers, and that's Maimer if he goes Betchila. Ah, so why doesn't the Braisa say it? Why does the Braisa make it seem like there's only one way? If really you're telling me that there's two ways, so why does the Braisa imply that there's only one? It even says explicitly that there's only one. Says the Gemara, because Bia de Pasla Bein Betchila Bein Besayif Psikalei. Since Bia passels no matter which order, Bein Betchila Bein Besayif, so therefore the Mishnah wanted to say something which is just always true without having to go into too many details. So the Mishnah says he passes in one way, and that's Bia, because that's always true. Anytime that Shimon has Bia with Mrs. Reuven, Bein Betchila Bein Besayif, that's going to pass on Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers. But Maimer de Betchila Pasel Besayif Loi Pasel, so Loi Psikalei. Maimer where the Braisa would then have to speak out, but it's only if he goes first, but not if he goes second. So therefore the Braisa didn't mention it, Bechal. But really, in a Chanami, Maimer is also technically a second way that the 9-year-old Shimon could pass on Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers. The Braisa just didn't want to mention it. Didn't want to mention something which is totally in other details. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami. We have a member like this as well, that it's Lav Dafka Bia. There's technically other ways in which a 9-year-old could ask her Mrs. Reuven onto the brothers. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Yesh Lo Get, that Shimon as a 9-year-old, he even has the ability to ask her Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers, as long as he goes Betchila, by giving a get. If Shimon would give a get to Mrs. Reuven, so that Midr Rabbanan, that's going to now pass on Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers. V'chein Amar Rav Tachlifa, also that it's Lav Dafka Bia, Amar Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, that Yesh Lo Maimer, he spoke it out by Maimer, that it's Yesh Lo Maimer, that Shimon has the ability ability to aser, to passel Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers by performing maimer. Again, you see it's lav dafka bia. There's technically other ways as well, as long as he goes betchila, and it's not just bia. And tani nami hachi, we learned in a braisa like this as well, that it's not just bia, that yeshli get, v'yeshli maimer, differ in meir. Now, if you're a meir, he has both. He has get and maimer. Both of those are things that Shimon, as a 9-year-old, could perform to Mrs. Reuven, which would then aser her to the other brothers. Now, ask the Gemara, v'savar a meir, yeshli get? Is that really true? The braisa says that according to a meir, a 9-year-old has a get. He has the ability to passel Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers by giving her a get. Is that true? Tani, we learned in the braisa that asu bias ben tesha ki maimer begadol, that the bia of a 9-year-old has like the din of maimer by a gadol. In which case, if he does bia with Mrs. Reuven, it's going to passel Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers, just like Maimer does. Remeir Aimer, Remeir said a different halacha, that asu chalitzas ben teisha ki get begadol, that if Shimon as a 9-year-old would go and do chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so that also would passel Mrs. Reuven onto the other brothers. It's like the status, it has the din of like giving a get, like a gadol giving a get. The katan's chalitza is like a gadol giving a get. Now, ve'im isa, and if it was true that even a 9-year-old has a get, so why does it say that his chalitza is like get of a gadol? Listening kigitai, say that it's like him giving a get. If a 9-year-old has a get, so say that if he does chalitza, it's also like giving a get. And just like his get passel sir, his chalitza also passel sir. Why would Rameir jump to the get of a gadol? It sounds like that he doesn't have the ability to passel her through a get. It's only a gadol that has the ability to passel her through a get. So it's a stira. On the one hand, we have a braisa that Rameir says explicitly that even a 9-year-old has the ability to passel Mrs. Reuven through a get. But then it says that if he does chalitza, it's like the get of a gadol. Why doesn't it say that it's like his own get if he really has the ability to passel her through a get? So it says the Gemara to answer, Am Rav Huna, Reader of Yeshua, that is slave vizutar, that really in a chanami, a 9-year-old does have the ability to passel Mrs. Reuven through a get. He does have the ability to affect things by giving a get, but his get is not the same as the get of a gadol. It's weaker. It's zutar. It's smaller than the get of a gadol. L'may nafkamina. In what way would the get of a katan, of a 9-year-old, be less than the get of a gadol? Says the Gemara, it's nafkamina l'Rabbi Gamliel da'amar ein get acher get, according to Rabbi Gamliel who said that there's no ability to give a get acher a get. Let's say one of the cases that we spoke out then was, let's say Reuven dies, and Reuven has two wives that fall to the different Yevamim. And Shimon goes ahead, and Shimon gives a get to the first one. And then Levi goes ahead, and Levi gives a get to the second one. So since Shimon already gave a get to the first one, says Rabbi Gamliel, in get acher get, Levi's get that he gives to the second woman does not have any sort of effect. The second woman does not become like a grusha, Levi's mutter to her kravim, and she doesn't become pasul kahuna. It's not, doesn't have the din of a get. Now, says the Gemara that hanimili v'gadol achar gadol, that's only true if they're both gedolim. If both Shimon and Levi are both gedolim, that's when Rabbi Gamliel says, in get achar get. However, that hanimili v'gadol achar gadol, v'katan achar katan. And who had then a katan after a katan? If Shimon and Levi are both katanim. Avol gadol achar katan mahani. But if Shimon is a katan, and Levi is a gadol, so since Shimon's get was a smaller get, it was a get zutar, it didn't have the strongest effect. So then, even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that yesh get achar get. And Levi's get as a gadol that he gives to the second Yivama, that does have the effect, that does make the second one into like a grusha, and Levi would, let's say, be usher to a kravim. It has the din of a get. And the Rabbanan damar yesh get acher get, the Rabbanan who say that there's always a concept of a get acher get, there's also a nafkamina in the fact that a katan's get is a get zutar, is a smaller get, even if he's the Rabbanan. The nafkamina is that according to the Rabbanan who say yesh get acher get, hani mili begadol acher gadol. The Rabbanan only said that when it's a gadol acher a gadol, a bekatan acher katan. That's when it's the same level. So then the Rabbanan said yesh get acher get. Aval katan acher gadol lay mahani. But the Rabbanan are made to Rabbi Gamliel in the case that let's say Shimon is a gadol and Levi is a katan, and Shimon gives a get let's keep Shimon as the katan. Shimon's a katan, Levi's a gadol, and Levi gives a get first to the first yavama, and then Shimon, the katan, goes and gives the get to the second one, then even the chachamim would agree that ain't get acher get. Because since the second one is a smaller one, that doesn't have an effect. So that's the nafkamina in it being a get zutar lefi Rav Meir. But that's the sheet of Rav Meir, that a katan does have a get, but it's a get zutar, it doesn't have the same effect as the get of a gadol. Nafkamina bein lefi l'rabbanan, bein lefi Rabbi Gamliel.